This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, AFR, American Family Radio. Hey, I want to thank you for a wonderful share-a-thon. Hopefully you are listening, you participated, made a call, made a pledge, or you went online or sent your letter in saying you believe in AFR and you're going to financially support us and pray for us. We appreciate it very much. We ended up with over $2 million pledged.
$2,077,525.
More or less.
What a blessing.
Yeah. That's J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning.
Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim and J.J.
And so you knew exactly, down to the dollar.
$2,077,525, but with each share-a-thon, we hear from people that were on vacation or just had their radio off for a couple of days and went, oh, wait, you mean Share-a-thon was the last couple of days? So if that's the case with you, you can still go to AFR.net and make your pledge, and it will be tallied in.
Yeah, let me just tell you something, folks. With 183 radio stations or 184, however how many we have now, it takes every bit of that to operate our ministry. So you may say, wow, that's a lot of money. That should last you a few years. No, it shouldn't, and it won't, but it will get us through the foreseeable future. So thank you, everyone who's giving to this ministry, American Family Radio. Okay, so it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University. All right, we have, as I mentioned, JJ and Ed. The usual team is here. Everybody's present and accounted for. And Dave Dabney is our celebrity guest today on the program. He helps us answer. How many years you been helping us answer the phone?
I started in May of 2004.
With a share-a-thon. So he takes off work, drives up from Jackson, Mississippi, which is about a three-hour drive. And so
I'm thinking it was 2005, though, wasn't it?
It wasn't.
No.
It was 2004. It was on a Friday.
He remembers.
It was on a Friday in May of 2004.
You're a cruel one.
Hello, let's say hello to Julie Butler in Waco.
Yes. Hello, Julie.
In Fort Hood, because Julie usually joins us for Share-a-thon. I mean, for Trivia Friday when she's here, but she's not here.
She's incarcerated.
Is she really?
They finally caught up with her.
That's where Dave's headed if he doesn't change his ways. I'm just telling you, Dave. I'm just a warning to you, brother. A voice from the Lord. Okay.
Let what happened to Julie be a lesson,
to you.
We're kidding, folks.
Yeah,
we are just kidding.
All right. So here's how we play this game. We ask three questions each, and then we turn it over to you. But this time we're going to ask two questions each because there are four of us, and we're going to turn it over to you, the listener, and call in and ask your questions, trivia questions, and ask. Start over right there, Tim. All right, Tim, start over. Call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. How about that? Let me give the phone number. This is the phone number to get on the air with us to ask your trivia question and or answer one of ours, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. We are live video streaming on our Today's Issues Facebook page, so you can watch the show there if you want to, Today's Issues Facebook. We're live video streaming. Also, there will be a mystery question asked, and if answered correctly, this is the sound you will hear. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and you will know then that you have won yourself a Trivia Friday T-shirt. A Trivia Friday T-shirt, only worn twice, will be sent your way.
I think it's only worn twice.
I think it's only, is it three times?
Minimal. It's minimal wearing.
No, they're pre-washed. People love those kind of things. People buy clothes all the time that are pre-washed.
Like I turned mine in after pre-washed. Wearing it once.
Right.
I did some weed eating.
Right.
and turned it in. That's what we do. We want it to kind of be a link between the staff.
So we got,
and
those jurors we got, we're going to give out?
Yes, okay. That's right.
Well, you got test pilots, so there's no shame in being a test t-shirt wearer.
That's right. At least I feel none.
It's a fresh, new, never-worn t-shirt that we're going to send you for Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All you have to do is answer the mystery question. It's going to be one of these 2, 4, 6, 8, one of these 8 questions.
Would you say winner, winner,
chicken dinner?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Never heard that.
I never heard that.
Is that like a Owensboro, Kentucky thing?
What is that? I've heard that my whole life. I don't know.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Have you ever heard that before?
I have not.
Might be an old radio thing.
Dave, you ever heard that before?
I haven't.
No. Brent, you?
Well, we promised you'd learn something.
Well, I think that was a learning university. I don't think that was unique to the
we've already learned
the Jasper family.
We've already learned.
I think that's y'all's own thing right there. Okay, Trivia Friday. All right, Dave, we're going to give you the honor, my friend, of giving your first 2 questions.
Oh, and calling the last 4 times. You didn't say that.
Oh, yes. That's true.
What did I say?
If you have called and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, we asked you to wait a week.
Dave, I knew you're here for a reason. you were telling me to say wait. If you called in the last 4 weeks, as Ed just said, and Dave said before him, reminded me that I failed to mention it.
You failed, Tim.
I failed to mention it. If you called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call. Wait. We have a 4-week waiting period between calls. Can you please, please just do that for us? Okay.
We don't ask much. To our students when they come into class.
Right.
Have your pencils sharpened. Right. Have your books with you.
Give 100%.
Give 100%. 110%.
Right. Pay attention. Put your cell phones up. Okay. Those kind of things. Go ahead, Dave. Fire away.
Who fought for many years in England to end the slave trade?
Good question.
Good question. In England.
Correct.
Okay.
Which one is longer, Interstate 10 or Interstate 80?
Interstate 80 runs from where to where?
San Francisco to a suburb of New York City.
And I-40? I-10, you said.
I-10
runs from where to where?
From Santa Monica, California to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, and I-40, we're not going to confuse people. I don't want to throw too much in there. I-40 is a long one, too.
It is.
L.A. to where?
I'm not
sure. Bermuda or somewhere.
Huh? Well, it'd have to be the United States.
Yeah.
Hey, you said something about which one is longer. It made me think, quick little PSA, bad news for you woodworkers, they're not going to make yardsticks any longer.
You have to kind of think of that one longer.
Oh goodness!
Three feet. I had to think that one.
3 feet.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going on the next highlights DVD or not, CD or whatever it is we make today. All right, here are my questions, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention, you geography buffs. This is a degree of difficulty. It would be about a 7, I think. I'm guessing. Along with Spain and France, what is the other country to have both Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines? So let your mind drift over to Europe.
Drift across the big pond.
I'm drifting right now.
Okay, along with Spain and France, there's one other country that has both an Atlantic Ocean and a Mediterranean Sea coastline. What is the name of that country? And my second question is, what is the Earth's second largest continent? What is the Earth's, you can name the top 2 if you want to, name the first and second largest continents on planet Earth. Got it?
Got it. All right, here are my 2. The NHL hockey team from Vancouver is called the Canucks. What is a Canuck? Even if you don't know hockey, you've probably heard that word.
What,
Canuck.
Do they
what
come
is it?
South? What's in the winter? Do they come south?
I
saw some Canucks flying overhead at the golf course.
Yeah, and I've eaten Canuck before. It's a little bit oily.
But it may not be in the bird family.
Right. It may not be in the bird family. What is a Canuck? Here's the deal.
Oh, my
word. We called the exterminator. The old lady did and made the call, said it ain't termites. It ain't rats. We got Canucks under our house. Man, come over there with some jumper cables, a butane torch, and a whole posse of Doberman dogs. Cost us an arm and a leg, but we ain't got no more troubles with the Canucks under our house. Beating us out of house and home.
Oh, but jumper cables. Oh, that's, man, you are that guy. We yeah, got to give yeah, him some sort of... some sort of advanced degree
some
or
sort
something.
Of medicine.
Yeah. I still like your line. Someday he's just going to flip and that personality is going to take over. And that's what
the JJ we've always known will be gone
will
forever.
Be gone forever. All right, here I have a true false question. In Africa, a rhinoceros that sees a campfire will rush in and stamp it out. Is that true or false?
You think about how many picnics were ruined. And those poor Cub Scouts
singing Kumbaya.
Oh, my word! Look out, kids!
What's that rumbling? It's I didn't think they had earthquakes in this part. Oh, my word, it's a rhinoceros.
This answer might surprise you, I'm just saying.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. In what book of the Bible would you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? In what book of the Bible would you read about Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego?
That's in First Canucks, isn't it?
Or one version says, my shack, your shack, and away we go.
I think they would be a good bluegrass band. If you think about it, what a name. Opening act.
If I was in legal trouble, that's who I'd go to. Right. I'd say, I want to call the offices of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They'll get me the help I deserve. Yeah.
Get the money you deserve.
Have you been injured? If you call,
these injury
lawyers have taken up half the billboards in America. Have you noticed this?
And half the commercials on some of the networks.
They do that too? Oh yeah,
my goodness.
And I know we're having fun, but you talk about lending to the entitlement thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you the money you deserve.
That's right.
Because you tripped and fell in the parking lot at that restaurant, but you deserve right.
That parking lot should have been paid better.
It's,
you know. All right,
hey,
what do you got?
So here's my other one.
There goes our gifts from Trial Lawyers. Right there. No more Trial Lawyer gifts to American Family Radio.
So I got the Bible question, the first one. Second question, true or false? Some buildings in New York are so massive that they have their own zip code. Is that true or false?
Wow.
Some buildings so big that they actually have their own zip code. True or false?
All right, let's get started here.
Ed? I think it's a good idea. Let's go to Georgia first. David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Yeah, our groovy, as our David says. David, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, and I want to tell you where the winner chicken dinner comes from.
Oh, you've heard of this.
He's heard it. It's an old radio thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where does it come from?
It's actually, and you're not going to like it, it's from gambling in the casinos in Las Vegas.
Really?
When they would actually have a winner, they would give the people a chicken dinner. So you won at like blackjack or craps or something like that, they would scream out, winner, winner, chicken dinner, and you would get your coupon and your chips.
Well, that explains how JJ had heard of it.
Yeah, that's it.
You mean you stay in a casino all day long? You stay in a casino all day long just to get KFC.
probably not even
is
KFC.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, there's a sermon in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Spend all day in a casino and lose your money, and all you come out with is a chicken dinner and maybe a roll.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Luke, which question do you want to tackle, and then what's your question for us?
I want to tackle the interstate. Which one's longer?
All right, that's David.
Okay. Which one is longer, I-10 or I-80?
It is I-10.
That is incorrect.
Well, then. That doesn't leave us with
much. Now we know the answer.
Okay. I don't know if you thought that question through, Dave. Either way, that's the end of that question.
Either way, the answer is revealed.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Let's get back to the facts of the matter here. What was your answer, Dave? You answered I-80?
No, he answered I-10.
I-10.
That's what I thought it was.
But the correct answer is what?
Is I-80. The difference is 440 miles.
I-80.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you this then, and you can answer David or our Dave in studio. If a man leaves at 6 a.m. in the morning traveling on I-10.
Don't ask Dave Dabney that because he'll answer it.
Going north.
He'll know.
55 miles an hour.
And then someone leaves from Jacksonville, Florida, going west.
Oh, but
west.
You know what? That's interesting because you've got, I know, three cross-country
corridors.
David, in Georgia, don't you have three?
Well,
you got
I-40.
I-10, I-40, and I, is it 80?
80.
Is there another one, David, do you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there one that would run from Seattle, for example, to the East Coast? I don't know. That's
going
to be a good
is.
Trivia question.
I don't
right
think there.
There
is.
So you're telling me there's 400 miles difference?
440
wow.
miles. Yep.
Okay. Well, interesting. What's your question for us, David?
Everybody loves hummingbirds, but a lot of people know very little about them. What is the hummingbird's main predator?
By the way, I was golfing with a friend the other day, and he's from Michigan originally. He told me, and maybe he told me hummingbirds migrate. They fly south.
What?
I don't know.
Is that true?
I don't know. But that would have been a great question.
I don't actually think so. I think he was pulling your leg.
Well, he didn't ever set the record straight.
I've never
so
seen
that,
him
that
flying.
That qualifies as just flat out lie.
Never seen a big cloud of hummingbirds heading south.
A big V.
Well, he said.
Or a small V.
He said they get up there in the wind and they just sort of.
They may.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'd never heard that before. But yeah. David,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I think
we're
going to
go with
show.
I think we're going to go with praying mantis.
Praying mantis.
Hang on a second.
That's
we've
what
had
I was
that before.
Say. That's what I was going to say.
We're going to say praying mantis.
Yeah.
And you would be correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And don't get us started.
Because David, they mocked me. They mocked me. I asked this question about 2 years ago, and they all mocked me. And I actually sent our listeners to. I said, go to YouTube. And we had people who had to see psychiatrists after because you can see video of praying mantises grabbing these sweet little hummingbirds.
Well, the thing that makes it so, they're riding on the back of a rhinoceros heading for a campfire. And when they come off the back of that rhinoceros and go for that hummingbird, it's gory.
It is. It's gory. And that's for all those hummingbirds who don't fly south for the winter. That'll teach you. Let that be a lesson to
Hey,
you.
David, we really did have some fun with this, and it made it on Volume 4 of Hilarious Highlights, which it's being printed right now. It's not out yet, I don't think, but it's Volume 4 of Trivia Fraud, Learning University Hilarious Highlights. Mm-hmm. And so we laughed till we were crying about the
misfortune of the hummingbird.
Thank you, David. Take care, my friend. Appreciate it. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio next up.
All right, we go to Mississippi. Luke is on the line. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Luke. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I would like to answer the one about the second largest continent.
Okay, Luke, here is the question I posed earlier. What is Earth's second largest continent?
Africa.
Way to go, Luke.
What's
all right? Do you know the largest, Luke?
Asia.
Yeah.
Oh, nicely
that's
done.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Asia is Earth's largest continent with approximately 17 million square miles.
Wow.
And then Africa comes in second at almost 12 million. Square miles.
I'd hate to mow that during the summer.
Yeah, but you get that right. Now let me use Asia, Luke. Where does Asia stretch from? Do you know?
I think it starts from the.
I asked Luke.
Oh, okay.
But if Luke can't get it, Ed, you feel free to chime in. Go ahead, Luke. You know anything?
I'm not sure.
It starts around Waynesboro. Luke, if you think about it. The Asia of your mind. No, I'm just kidding. Ed,
and then with Ed, it always goes back to Mr. Cotter. Ed, back in the back of the room. Ooh, Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter.
Okay, so you're calling me a nerd. Okay, fine. All right, I'm not going to answer it then. How's that?
Horshack has the answer.
I think it starts at the Ural Mountains. which I think divides Europe from Russia, and then goes all the way to the Pacific.
Would stretch to the Philippines, would it not?
Yeah, well, if you're going, I mean, that's if you're going east-west. I think.
And what about Turkey? Is Turkey is a European country?
Turkey
right?
is,
or both? Maybe it's both.
Considered Asia Minor. So I don't know if Asia. You know, I don't know if Asia is considered, if the Middle East and
well, I know
Turkey
we go,
are considered
when we go to
Asia.
Israel every year, we have to have an adapter for Asia.
Yeah.
Because Israel is considered Asia.
Well, it must think, then. It must yeah. include
Even
Asia
though it's called
Minor.
The Middle East, yeah. it's Asia. So you go from
I guess it would.
The Mediterranean all the way over to, Japan, or as far as going north. I mean, it's expansive. That's why Asia is the largest continent. And yeah, you are correct, Luke. Africa is second.
Hey, can I jump in here? Our listeners are paying attention. My friends and neighbors, Leonard and Lynn. Lynn just texted me and said, yes, hummingbirds migrate south. She said to Brazil or somewhere in Chile. So
wow.
that's
so
legit.
My friend did not lie to me.
He wasn't pranking you. In fact, those of you that watch on Facebook or follow Learning University on Facebook, if you know more details, chime in over there on Facebook.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
So you're telling me, so he was, Lynn, I just never, Lynn I doubted
yes.
when he told me that because I'm thinking.
Little bitty bird, little bitty wings.
I've never looked up in the sky and go, what in that beautiful flock of hummingbirds coming over? I guess they're headed to Florida. You know, you never see that in September or October.
Well, because after they get higher than the swing set, you wouldn't be able to see them.
But they get away from those praying mantises when they get up there. I'll tell you that.
Exactly well, and for those doubters, next week, right here on Facebook Live, we're going to have a live demonstration of the praying mantis.
We're going to time it right before you eat lunch.
All right, Luke. Did Luke answer?
Luke, you got a question for us, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Luke.
When E.T., the extraterrestrial, came out in theaters, they wanted to make a game for it on the Atari. But it was so bad that nobody wanted to buy it, so they crushed all of the unsold copies and covered them in cement. Is that true or false?
Man, you've been on the same website JJ's been on.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say
because it just sounds so bizarre.
Yeah, and it's so many details that he has told in this story.
Right.
I'm saying it's true.
He went to a lot of trouble to throw us off the trail.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you say?
Not. I'm going to agree with JJ.
So true. I go with you guys. It's true.
True, Luke.
It's true.
It's true.
Yay to us.
We're awesome. JJ's awesome.
Yeah, we know our ETC mint
That's
trivia.
Right.
don't try to get that by us.
Thank you, Luke. With all the high-tech sound effects and Hollywood billions of dollars they have, when they made the movie E.T. and they were looking for when he was walking, they took a little pan of Jell-O and they put their hands in the Jell-O, in the saucepan there, to get the sound of him walking across the floor.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of some digital whatever. I mean, I guess that was like 1983, so it was going to be before all
right.
that. But they put their hands in, I think it was Jell-O, to get that unique sound when he'd be walking.
There's all kinds of cool stories like that about sound effects
behind
and
the
stuff.
Scenes, yeah.
I want to say that the lightsaber on... was it the lightsaber on Star Wars or something? They, you know, the high tension wire on like poles and stuff like that. They hit it and got some kind of noise, and then they used it. There's all kinds of cool stories like that about where they pick
Kendrick,
up sounds.
The Kendrick brothers tell me some fun behind the scenes things about facing the giants that were just fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're going to take our break right here. We'll be back momentarily with more of.
Learning University.
Oh, that was awful.
I know, it's bad. We'll rehearse it. Only been doing it 4 years. So, you know, maybe we'll get it one day.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a minute with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Here for your encouragement and your walk with God. This is David Wolin with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. The disciples had gone into a town in Samaria to buy food, and when they returned, they found Jesus speaking with a Samaritan woman, which most first century Jews would have considered disgraceful. John 4:27 tells us, "They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?'" It feels like a footnote in the story, but the detail matters. Jesus' disciples were looking past the Samaritan woman as though she didn't exist. They didn't even acknowledge her presence. And personally, I find that convicting. Could it be that you and I have people in our lives who we ignore, but that Jesus wants us to notice like he does? Get daily insight into God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit Liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu.
From director Kevin Sorbo and executive producer Sean Hannity comes Let There Be Light. Saul Harkins is a man who has turned away from God, but a near-fatal car crash gives him one last chance to renew his life, his family, and his faith. Let There Be Light, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 27. More information is available at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
For as far back as anyone can remember, the guys wore navy blue gowns and the girls wore pale blue gowns. That's the way graduation's been at California's Camarillo High School. But this year, that tradition comes to an end, all for the sake of gender inclusivity. The school district decided graduation gowns will only be one color to accommodate students who are gender neutral or have no gender at all. It's the latest cause celeb for the sex and gender neutral revolutionaries. Students are furious. They don't understand why they have to end a tradition to accommodate one person, if that many. But there might be a simple fix. I say the guy should show up on graduation day wearing navy blue and the girl should wear powder blue. And if the principal objects, just tell them you're color neutral. And as a color neutral student, your navy blue gown actually identifies as a powder blue gown. Well, that ought to get the school district seeing red. I'm Todd Starnes.
I wonder what theme song that's from.
Zorro. Love the theme song from Zorro. I can see him making that Z on people. When,
man, hey, the actor who played Batman on the TV show.
Adam West?
He passed recently, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, you mentioned Zorro. You know, that used to be, the Zorro was the TV show.
Right.
Black and white, I think. And one Halloween, folks, please don't email me. This was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I wanted to go as Zorro around the neighborhood and everything. You know, I was 5 or 6 years old.
Sure. Whatever.
And so I asked my mom, because my mom, you know, did a lot of sewing. I said, "Would you make me a costume?" And so she did. Made me the black bandana went around. We had some kind of hat and a cape, but she couldn't find the sword. So she found some sort of plastic machete.
a machete. I was so disappointed. And she got, I said, well, that's a machete. I can't go. You can't do Zorro with a machete instead of doing the Z. What am I going to hack people to death with a plastic machete? I was so bummed out. It's scarred me. You can tell to this day.
Did that create strife in the family for a while?
She slapped me in the back of the head and said, go to bed without supper. Yeah. My mom didn't. She didn't play.
All right. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're about to get back to the calls again, but we want to repeat our questions. Dave Dabney is here with us from Jackson, Mississippi, and Tim, Ed, and JJ, you're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show, and who wouldn't, and who wouldn't want to, go to Today's Issues on Facebook, and you can watch the live video stream of the program. Dave, repeat your questions, which have...
Heretofore.
Dave, gone unanswered.
Gone unanswered. Dave, how do you spell heretofore?
H-E-R-E-T-O-F-O-R-E.
That man's got it.
I think you're right.
Dave,
hey, we're here at 10:35
right.
Central.
Right, before heretofore was used.
That's
yes.
right.
35
yes.
minutes.
Yes, Dave, please repeat your questions.
Who fought for many years in England to end the slave trade? And
good question from history right there.
Yes. And a new question, who wrote God Bless America?
God Bless America? Great question. Absolutely.
Is that God Bless America or God Bless America?
Either one you want to pick, Ed.
I just like saying that.
Who wrote America?
America, like George Bush. Bush. It's America.
All right, we're going around the table here. My question, the question I have remaining is this. Along with Spain and France, what is the other country to have both an Atlantic Ocean shoreline and a Mediterranean coastline? Okay, there's one other country, only one other country.
And to give them a hint, if you'll start going over that little ditty, rain in Spain, mostly on the plain,
right.
you'll eventually get
right.
to the answer.
Right. You'll get to the answer. Go ahead, Ed.
Is that two questions? Do you have two?
No, I have one.
Oh, you just want one. Okay.
I'll find another one.
All right, here are my two that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The NHL hockey team from Vancouver is called the Canucks. Well, what is a Canuck?
Wait.
What is a Canuck?
Ed's got a hockey question?
Well, it's actually a Canuck
right.
question.
Canuck question.
So I did shoehorn hockey into the question.
Good hockey in there.
Yeah. All right, second question. In Africa, a rhinoceros that sees a campfire will rush in and stamp it out. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Bible question. In what book of the Bible would you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What book in the Bible would you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
You know, those three words really wouldn't go together any other way, would they?
No.
Can you give them to me again?
Shadrach, Meshach. Most people say Abednego, but it's Abednego.
Abednego.
So if you said Abednego, Shadrach, and Meshach, it just doesn't sound the
doesn't
same.
Sound
doesn't
the same.
Flow.
No, it doesn't flow. So.
Like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I was just going to say that.
Right.
Right. And okay. Have you noticed this?
REO Speedwagon.
People
Speedwagon REO. That
doesn't sound the same,
sound
does
right.
it, Ed?
And people don't realize how much we have in common. You say, no, we're all different. We don't have anything in common. Yes, we do. You listening, you've never said the alphabet in your entire life without grouping L-M-N-O. You know,
right,
if you're
yeah,
saying
right.
them each individual right. letter, but
and cheese.
To L-M-N-O and what? And
cheese.
What about cheese? When you're getting your picture taken?
You got pimento and cheese, right? You got elemento and cheese.
Oh,
right. You never had an elemento and cheese sandwich?
I don't think I have. But I know what I'm having.
You don't know what you're missing,
today.
Buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, I got one more
I grew
question.
Up on those.
Who says jelly and peanut butter sandwich?
Nobody says
Nobody.
That.
Can I get a that's jelly a, and peanut butter?
That's no. right. You got to do it in order, folks.
That's right.
Here's what Conform. I've got. Second question, true or false? Some buildings in New York are so massive that they have their own zip code. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false?
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Okay. Cheese, Texas, Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing, Benjamin?
Okay, we're rolling here.
How you doing, Benjamin?
Good.
Good. Where in Texas are you calling
Where's
from?
Your...
Where in Texas are you calling from first?
From Eddie.
Eddie, Eddie?
From Eddie.
Eddie, okay. Texas. We've had Benjamin on before. He's our buddy. Real polite.
Okay.
Ask, answer, or do both, Benjamin?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
The mystery question.
Well, you are polite.
Well played. Well played, Benjamin.
Okay, Benjamin. We'll do that for you right now. No, the
man, that was
good
slick.
Try, though. Yeah, good try, is, Benjamin.
You can tell he gets up before breakfast.
All right, which one, Benjamin?
I'd like to answer the true or false about the rhino.
All right, here's the question. In Africa, a rhinoceros that sees a campfire will rush in and stamp it out. Benjamin, is that true or false?
I'm going to say that that's true.
That is, in like JJ would say, 100% false.
It,
now I will say there are people. No, I didn't make it up. There are people out there who have watched the movie "The Gods Must Be Crazy." You ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Years ago. It's anyway. It's a pretty funny little movie. It takes place in Africa, and a rhinoceros comes in and stamps it out. And that is actually a legend in many places in Africa.
It's a rural myth.
It's a myth. There's never been a recorded instance of the animals actually doing this.
Not an urban myth.
It's right. It's
jungle
a,
myth.
Right. Rural myth. Jungle myth.
Cheese myth.
Cheese myth. So that is false.
That would be funny, though, if a rhino came in and stomped out your campfire.
Oh,
and
I saw it in the movie.
And then looked at you like, you know, putting the rest of the forest at risk here.
And if you get, and if you light it again,
right,
fella, you
I'll
see this horn? You're going to deal with the business end of this here horn. All right, Benjamin, good try, though, because a lot of people do think
right.
That's true, except for the people
There's
here
no
in the
shame
studio
in that answer.
Who've never,
you know, you had a 50
don't even know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah,
think I had asked a question about hockey.
Right.
All right, Benjamin, what's your question for us?
All right, I don't want Ed to answer this one because he'll probably get it. About Andy Griffith.
Okay, I'm off the hook.
I think that's actually a backhanded compliment to you, Ed.
Yes, it
he's
is.
Saying J.J., Dave, and I just don't got enough intellect.
Go ahead, Benjamin. Yeah. This gets me off the hook
because
I can't answer.
Fire yeah, away, yeah. Benjamin.
You sit in a chair out in the hall like you did in school back in the day. All right, Benjamin, we're ready for you.
All right. On the Andy Griffith Show, what is the name of the church in Mayberry, and who is the preacher?
Okay, the reason Ed's disqualified, he's a Mayberry
aficionado.
Andy Griffith. Expert.
But I don't know the answer to this one.
Do you not?
I don't.
You're not even allowed to say if you know the answer or not. You're supposed to. You're hushed, buddy. You're out in the hall.
I can see I can see the preacher. I hear his voice, and right. I know some of the episodes, but I cannot remember his name or the name of the church.
You know, Dave? We don't know. What is it, Benjamin?
You got us, Benjamin.
All right. The name of the church is All Souls Church, and the preacher is Reverend Hobert M. Tucker.
Well, Hobert M. Tucker.
That's some serious trivia right there.
And his sermons, Benjamin, can be dry as dust. to quote Andy Griffith one time. And
thank you, Benjamin.
Thank
Take
you,
care, buddy. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air.
Just blew out the speakers.
By the way, let me tell you that we have Learning University T-shirts. They're new. Now, Dave's wearing the old one, but we have a new one.
Well,
we have a new Learning University /Trivia.
You didn't know we had new ones?
I didn't see. I haven't.
Brand new?
Yeah, brand new. Hot off the press.
They're only $15. Only $15.
That's cheaper than those, the one that Dave is wearing.
Yeah,
those were 20.
Yeah, right,
these are
down.
New and improved.
Yeah. So go to our website, afr.net, for $15. I mean, you can't beat that. You'll get a brand new T-shirt, Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt. Check it out, wear it proudly, and advertise for us.
It has our faces on it.
It does.
Caricatures.
You're going to kill sales, Ed. Before they even go and look at it. So at least give us a shot. Here, let them go to the website before they look at that. See, go to the website, afastore.net. afastore.net, afastore.net, and the shirts are proudly displayed there. Order yours. And
we also send you some free cheese.
Join the army. Do we really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Cheese. Okay.
Here's what it does. It flushes out other people. like at your church and your
right.
neighborhood who aren't ashamed to say that they listen to Learning University.
Right.
And
right.
seriously, it helps the ministry.
Right.
So we just finished up our Share-a-thon. This is a lot of fun. and it helps mm-hmm. the ministry. So yeah, $15, what a bargain.
Yeah, if you want to pay, if you want to kick in another another $5, we'll send you a hummingbird. So that's a T-shirt and
the
hummingbird.
Get the cheese.
And some cheese. And you can't beat that combo. I mean, right there, that's some Christmas gifts.
You could re-gift that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can keep that hummingbird alive till Christmas.
Right. Give it away to your little nephew.
That's right.
What just nephew doesn't want a hummingbird from Uncle Ed? What do you get? What's in your box? Unwrap it.
Oh, it's moving when I shake it.
Hey, you can feed the hummingbird fruitcake and keep him alive till the Armageddon.
Who doesn't want a hummingbird flying around your room at night
during Christmas?
Buzzing like a big horse fly.
All right, load them up, kids. We got to load them up, kids. We got to leave grandma's and go home. We got a 3-hour drive.
Everyone, make sure you get your hummingbirds. Don't
Johnny, get back there and get your hummingbird so we can go.
Wait, which is which? He's got mine. No, that looks like yours. No, that was mine.
Mommy,
tell
him to get his hummingbird off my side of the car.
You got the one that's broken. You broke your own hummingbird.
Put that hummingbird back in the cage. If I have to stop this car.
One more time. And get on to you about your hummingbird.
Hey, I'll tell you what's a bummer.
Did you not take your hummingbird to the bathroom before we left?
What's a bummer is when you stop at McDonald's to eat, roll down that window with the speaker.
And you got a hummingbird right by you?
My hummingbird flew out.
This program's hazardous.
I think we exhausted the hummingbird jokes, but nevertheless, we'll probably still give you some later on, folks. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm too tired. All right. Back to Texas. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas. First of all, congratulations to y'all for your raising your funds. You know, I've been listening to AFR ever since I came home from Iraq in 2004, and I've been laughing with y'all for the past few years, too, so thank you very much.
Hey, is this Todd or?
John.
John, thank you so much, Todd, brother. Appreciate
you.
John.
You got it.
John, I'm my apologies.
Todd is next.
And John, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, I've honored to serve.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to do both, and I know I can get the I-10, I-80 question right in the rhinoceros, right? So
challenge yourself. Challenge yourself.
And I know about the hummingbirds, too, so.
The hummingbird, we know.
We promised you'd learn something. You're going to be smarter before this day's over, John.
That's right. Well, I'd like to do the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Here we go. In what book of the Bible would you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
That would be Daniel.
You're exactly
right. Chapter 3.
Daniel.
Nicely done.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I tried to call that law firm of those guys. I wound up calling Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. So.
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. I'm going to use that one. I'm stealing that one, John.
I'm just telling
you up front. That sounds like something
legit
out of the Three Stooges. It really does.
Yeah.
The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And once again, we have lost the donations from the trial lawyer.
Hey, guys, you hear what's happening with all this laughter? It's biblical. Yeah. Laughter is good medicine.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear you laugh like that. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, being an old military guy, and I've called in many times with military questions, this one's a military question. At the Battle of San Juan Hill, we all know Teddy Roosevelt led the guys up the hill. But also the Buffalo soldiers, the segregated black soldiers, went up that same hill. Who was the white commander? And I'll give you a hint. He became a 4-star general.
White commander
of the Buffalo soldiers.
They segregated soldiers?
The soldiers were a black troop. That did
go up the hill.
They were segregated until World War II.
Yeah, amazing the exploits of that group of soldiers.
Well, not to digress too much. What I meant was, I wouldn't think in actual battle you would do that. Segregation in other ways, Wow. That was just the way it was.
No, they did.
In battle.
Wow. Yeah, they did. They were segregated in battle.
So the question is, who led that group?
Who was the commanding officer of the Buffalo Soldiers going up San Juan Hill?
All right, he became a 4-star general?
Yes.
All right. I just have a guess. Right. I have no idea. How about Blackjack Pershing?
That's exactly right.
That was just a guess.
Oh, yeah.
That is why he has tenure, folks. Yeah. We know this man. He's our professor.
That was just a guess. Yeah. I wish I could have answered.
Have a great day.
He later invented the Pershing missile, didn't he?
Hey, well, right. but he did develop a really nice cheese.
Did he really?
No, okay. Yeah.
John, to piggyback on the conversation Tim was having, you had that group, and then you had people like the Tuskegee Airmen.
Right.
And they just made such a contribution.
Yeah. All right, Todd.
Yeah, that's exactly
John,
right.
Thank you, brother.
Lord bless y'all.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
That's John from Texas. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's, brief, quick as we can, let's repeat our questions that have gone unanswered here to four.
Who fought for many years in England to end the slave trade?
Okay, what's your second question?
Who wrote God Bless America?
All right. Now, my question is, along with Spain and France, what is the other country to have both an Atlantic Ocean coastline and a Mediterranean Sea coastline? Think about that part of the world. There's only one other country that borders not the right word, but has shoreline on the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. And I'm going to add a question. How many eyes does an earthworm have? Your average earthworm.
Average.
I know why they have them. The better to see you with, my dear.
So your average earthworm, how many eyes does it have?
All right, here I have a question that's been unanswered, and I'll add one. The NHL hockey team from Vancouver is called the Canucks. What is a Canuck? Mm-hmm. And I'll add this question since we've got, kind of scary times this time of the year. People like some scary stuff. Who wrote the horror novel Frankenstein? Wrote the novel Frankenstein?
Good question. By the way, if this is not an appropriate question, tell me after I ask it.
Okay.
Can you barbecue a Canuck? Because that helps. I know that's a little bit of a hint, but.
Yeah, well, it's illegal to do so.
It's illegal to do. That's all I need to know.
Illegal to barbecue a Canuck.
Okay.
There's the deal. That rhinoceros got liquored up on Canucks, come running into the campfire, went right for the fire and stamped it out. It was amazing to everybody that was there, holding hands, singing Kumbaya.
And let that be a lesson to you folks, do not drink.
Don't get liquored up on Canucks and text, boot, and drive.
If a Canuck and a hummingbird get into it, who wins
possible.
That?
That's a toss-up right there.
Okay. But then the hummingbird and the Canuck going at it, right?
Right.
And then comes this praying mantis. He goes up in the ring, too.
Well.
Who ends up? Is it paper, rock, scissors right there? Who ends up winning?
No. The hummingbird and the Canuck's a toss-up. I think the Canuck could take the
praying
mantis.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I will say, just a couple of days ago, autumn, it's October, it's so nice. My wife said, what are you doing standing out in the yard? I said, I want you to look at those Canucks flying south. That is such a beautiful sight. And to hear the one encouraging the other, and they change places, that big V. It was inspiring.
I still can't envision hummingbirds flying south for the winter. I'm not getting that. But they say they get up there in the jet stream or something. I don't know. The wind carries
probably them. Coast downhill all but the way to Brazil.
Anyway.
Here's what
they
I got.
Really go south, huh? They go so far south it becomes north again. Think about that one.
Yeah, that's stretching my mind.
You know what? I get deep on these Canuck. You get Canuck hummingbird questions. That is what
makes the creative juices.
Well, that was what I. That was my what I wrote about in college.
We know what electives to offer next year here at London University. Hey, here's what I've got. First question: true or false? Some buildings in New York are so massive that they have their own zip code. Is that true or false? I'll add one. Second question. This is multiple choice. What was the first coin minted in the U.S.? Was it a penny, a nickel, or a silver dollar? What was the first coin minted in the U.S.? A, a penny, B, a nickel, or C, a silver dollar?
All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones. North Carolina, Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the university.
Hey, and Todd, I want you to know that if Julie had been on the show today, I was going to take your suggestion and we were going to play that song, Julie, Julie, Do You Love Me? That was a great That was a great suggestion. Of course,
yeah,
for a
I
was going to say for a whole day that song was stuck in my head, but you know.
Right.
Todd, thanks for calling, brother. You got a you want to answer one of ours?
I'm going to answer and ask.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Okay, I'm going to answer David's question about who fought to end the slave trade in England.
Who fought for many years in England to end the slave trade?
Answer is?
William Wilberforce.
Yay!
Oh!
Yay!
What a
record,
shock. What a surprise.
A he keeps that streak going. Hey, for those that aren't real regular listeners, Todd, how many times now have you won the mystery question?
Seven?
Eight times.
Eight times. Yep. Incredible.
Ten, they put you in jail, Todd. So you might want to stop right now.
Now, Todd, in the past, you have
donated,
but this is a new gift. This is a new T-shirt.
You may want to
keep this one, Todd.
Pick the box. Go for the curtain.
I'm definitely keeping this one.
All right.
Okay, good for you.
All right. Well, you know the drill, Todd. If anybody does, when we're through with you here on the show, do not hang up. We'll put you on
hold.
That's
like winning the lottery, really, what Todd?
Like eight times.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Todd, what's your question for us, brother?
All right. Well, I have a music question for you this time around. This is in the pop music category. In the song Heart of the Night by Poco, there's a specific lake in Louisiana that's mentioned.
Pontchartrain.
What is the name of... Yes.
Wow.
What?
Wow. He buzzes in before the question's even
there you
finished.
Go, Tim.
Yeah, I love it. I love that song.
That's our professor, our head professor right there.
And it's 24
pop
miles
music,
long.
That would have been Poco. It's probably mid-70s right there, 77, 78, 79.
Yeah, 1979.
Yeah.
That bridge is 24 miles long.
From over the lake?
Mm-hmm.
You mean from Slidell to New Orleans?
I don't know from where to where, but there. I just know it's 24 miles long.
Right, which is longer, which is not quite as long as I-10.
That's correct.
Right, right. Which that was an earlier question.
Hey, good trivia, Todd. Way to go, Tim. And, man, our students, teachers, everybody's on fire.
Yeah, that's amazing. Hey, Todd, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your mailing address, and we're going to get you a Learning University T-shirt.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting it.
Thank you, Todd. Hey, let's squeeze in one more.
One more call?
Yeah.
All right.
For the break.
We go to Ohio. Amos is on the line. Amos, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to ask for a special dispensation and do both, plus put a flag on one of the questions from two weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay, we may have to hold you over through the news, but go ahead and put the flag on.
I thought that.
Okay, go ahead with the flag.
Okay, the Navy veteran who called in and said that Hunley's submarine in the Civil War was the first combat submarine was off by two wars. Make that three. In the Revolutionary War, David Bushnell used a one-man submarine called the Turtle to try to blow up the British ship, the Eagle. But it had metal plating on the outside, so his time bomb couldn't be attached to it.
What was the name of it again?
The Turtle.
What?
The Turtle.
I think that's the one I was thinking about during the Revolutionary War, because you and I thought that, because they came down the Mississippi.
That was the first submarine?
Yeah.
Right there? Okay.
Boston Harbor in the Revolutionary War.
Good trivia.
Good.
Amos, we're going to take a break right here. Just hold on, okay?
Because
I'm
that
a
was
new town, I'd love to hear the news.
Okay.
Because right, that was so long ago, the sonar was two tin cans with a string pulled real tight between it, so it was a little bit unreliable, to say the least.
All right, we're going to take a time out here for news and be back in just a few minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, another half hour of learning. Coming up, we'll see you back here then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.